I'm Brian Milligan, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. When people talk about leadership, the picture that often comes to mind is a position of power over, a person at the top making decisions, giving orders, and expecting others to follow. In the world's eyes, leadership means influence that flows downward, authority that demands respect, and position that secures comfort. But in the kingdom of God, Jesus turns that image upside down. He said, "The greatest among us must be the servant of all." Instead of power over, he modeled power under, a position of influence that lifts others up, takes on their burdens, and leads through humility and service. One of the clearest Old Testament examples of this is Nehemiah. Nehemiah was the cupbearer to the Persian king, a role of trust and influence. When news reached him that Jerusalem's walls were in ruins and its gates burned, his first response wasn't to issue commands or rush in with a plan. He sat down, wept, fasted, and prayed. He confessed not only the sins of the people, but included himself in that confession. His leadership began in humility and identification with those he would serve. When Nehemiah arrived in Jerusalem, he didn't immediately gather everyone for a meeting. Instead, he quietly went out at night to see the damage for himself. He listened, observed, and understood before he spoke. Only then did he call the people to join in rebuilding. And he didn't just direct from a safe distance, he worked alongside them. He faced the same risks, the same fatigue, and the same threats that they faced. And even as governor, Nehemiah refused the special food allowance that came with his position. He knew the people were already struggling under heavy burdens, and he would not add to them. Instead, he provided for many from his own resources. Now that is power under, using position not to take, but to give, not to be served, but to serve. The difference between these two styles of leadership is striking. Power over says, "I'm here to be served. My needs come first." It may produce short-term compliance, maybe even by fear, coercion, or manipulation, but it rarely inspires lasting loyalty or trust. Over time, it breeds resentment. Power under says, "I'm here to serve you. Your needs matter to me." It's the way of Jesus, who had all authority in heaven and on earth, yet chose to wash his disciples' feet. This leadership doesn't just accomplish tasks, it transforms hearts. Nehemiah's leadership rebuilt a wall in 52 days, but more importantly, it restored a people's faith, courage, and identity. For us today, power under can be lived out in simple, everyday ways. It means taking the time to listen before acting so that decisions are made with understanding. It means sharing the work instead of delegating all the hard parts away. It means letting go of certain privileges so others can be lifted up. And it means being present in the trenches, not leading from a safe distance. The world may never celebrate this kind of leadership, but heaven does. It's the way of Jesus, the servant king, and the kind of leadership that leaves a legacy of trust, unity, and faith. Lord, would you teach me to lead like Nehemiah and like you? Strip away my desire for power over and replace it with a heart willing to serve. Help me see the needs of those around me, work alongside them with joy, and use whatever influence I have to lift others up. Amen. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.